All right, Rich, in your email about the training, you mentioned that the attendees can receive something special. What do you have in mind?
You as the push for the call, of course. Okay, if you think that's not enough, we have a relatively new message package. It's called the Prime Message Package. You'll see it on our website at yourcashtoolbox.com. Now, it's got a much shorter iTeleCenter message, only about 2.5 minutes, and a customized closing greeting with your website. And in addition, the auto dialer messages are tweaked just enough, I think, to make a difference in the number of hits you'll get to your telecenter message. For example, when a person receives your message on their voicemail, if we record this for you, they're going to think that our professional recording person manually dialed their number and left that message just for them because she says something like, hello, oh, well, I guess I got your machine. And you would never say that if it was a pre-recorded message. I think you're going to have a lot better results with those messages. So for those of you on this call, and don't share this with other people, I'm giving this to you because you took your time out to listen to me. For those of you that are on this call for the next 7 days, if you order that message package, and it's called the Prime Message Package, it costs $60, I'm going to throw in 2,000 brand new active network marketer leads, the same kind that you always get with that order. And if you were to buy those leads, it would cost twice as much as the message package. Again, that's just for the people coming to the call. Jimmy, I think it's probably time to start taking questions, but before we do, I'd like to mention just one more item.
All right. Hey, and you know what? Everybody, those of you that are asleep right now, since I already know what he's going to say, I'd recommend you wake up because this is some pretty good information he's about to lay out here. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, thanks, boss. this was pointed out to me by a real customer in Pennsylvania. If you're using the same iTeleCenter phone number for a long time, and of course you are, you need to go to Google and do a search on your phone number. Now, let's do that with a number for one of my customers whose name will not be mentioned. Hold on one second. I've got to open up my internet, which hopefully will be cooperative and fast. Okay, now I use Chrome, which means get out of here. Here we go. Okay, the number I'm going to type in, just give me 1 second, 813. Okay, I'm just typing in my phone number. Pretend this is your iTeleCenter phone number. Do you want to find out who called you from blank? Got a call from blank? Did you get a call from blank? Read the post below to find details about this number. Hang up call from this number or came through waiting. If you click on any of these, you are going to get a lot of negative reports about your phone number if you've been using it for a long, long time. Or please help me figure out who is calling and what they want.
That one right up there, 40 comments report spam calls.
Right, exactly. Now, when you're talking to someone about sending you 1,500, 3,500, 6,600, and I think they're adding a new level now, an additional 4,000, they are going to check you out in three different ways. One way is they're going to look up your name. You don't really have any control over what comes up there. Another thing is they're going to look up your phone number. And the third thing is they're going to look up the website address that you gave them. So my suggestion to you is every 2 or 3 months, and this is what this customer told me, he said, my numbers started to go down. So I happened to do a Google search on my telecenter phone number. I don't know what made me think to do it. And I saw all this stuff. And I thought, well, no wonder my numbers are going down. People that are checking me out are checking out my phone number to see who I'm with. And they're getting all this. That would turn me off. So he closed his telecenter account, opened up a new one, got a brand new phone number without any history attached to it. And with iTeleCenter, that is the only way you can get a new phone number, is by closing out your account. You can't just switch numbers in the same account. You actually have to buy a new one, and then you'd be paying for two phone numbers. And he does the same thing with his forwarding domain, because people start checking that out as well, and they start saying bad things about that, because most people on the internet, they only have negative things to say. So when he changes his telecenter number, he also pays $10 or $12, goes to GoDaddy or wherever it is you're going, gets a new forwarding domain, doesn't cancel the old one. That way, anybody who still has the old one will still get to your CTS website, but he gets a new one without any history and starts all over again. So he does that maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and he swears that it makes a difference in his numbers. Jimmy, on behalf of everyone, did that make sense?